We stepped out of the house into the alley, our visible breath smudged by the wind tunnel. At the base of the steps, she pulled a lighter to the menthol gripped in her mouth. The Arctic breeze blew away each flame in birthday fashion, so I cupped my hands around hers, and our campfire was born. With her eyes on mine, she pulled, and I said, "Have you ever had a dragonfly kiss before?" She squinted and shook her head hysterically, as if the wind chill had just reached her neck. She exhaled quickly and said, "Is that like a butterfly kiss?" I tilted my head and replied, "Sorta. A butterfly kiss is when two people flutter their eyelashes together. I don't know why anyone would do that. Maybe this is so they can prove they see eye to eye. I don't know." "So what's a dragonfly kiss then?" she interrupted. "Fluttering eyebrows?" I chuckled, then answered, "A butterfly kiss is more about distance. Space. It's the tease and the understanding of boundaries. A dragonfly kiss is about time. It's about knowing there are no boundaries." The bloom of her cigarette went dark and she reached for her lighter. I slowly tugged the cigarette from her lips, then put it to mine, dug my lighter out from my pocket, lit, pulled, and blew a smoke signal from my nostrils. Then I wrapped my index finger around the filter and stared back at her. I wet my lips and continued, "It's about taking your opportunity when it's presented to you." She blasted toward me and we wrestled tongues against teeth and gums. The winter melted away as we gripped in a tumultuous waltz, blind to the world for an eternal minute and a half. Rice fell from high with bouquet bundles and stringed cans tied to our dust, while bulbous bellies burst into crowning baby screeching cries echoing through family home corridors into squeaky rocking chairs on retiree patios where we spent our final moments together. We slanted our faces apart and returned to now. Foreheads still touching, we giggled at the absurdity. Once silence fell, she said, "Technically, wouldn't all your kisses be dragonfly kisses?" I said, "They are." Then I returned her cigarette and stepped away from her. Back toward the unlit street leading to everywhere else. My shadow met the empty blackness, and I became it. The crowd lowers their murmurs to a vacant silence as she makes her way up the aisle. Finally, slowly, unsure, she tiptoes toward you, feet pumping ice water, carrying flowers like a sacred torch, her arm wrapped around her father's as he delivers her to you one last time. You await with the stillness of a photograph in the best suit you've ever worn, breathless, feet so cold they're frozen. Technicolor sunbeams paint the onlooking faces in the pews through stained glass murals of Christ and Mary. The wooden rows creak in contorted harmony as your entire family leans to the furthest edge of their seats. She reaches out and takes your hand in hers. Twin paths of tears form under her veil. With scribbled note cards in his hand, the nearby reverend calmly begins spinning anecdotal passages from the Bible. Sniffles and guffaws echo over the crowd as his point unfolds. Meanwhile, her eyes cling to your speechless expression as though she's recording. Eventually, the reverend introduces her, then he steps away. Through a lumpy throat and quivering lip, she pours the tale of how you first met. She sheds smiling tears while recalling your bumbling idiosyncrasies and how she fell in love with you not in spite of them, but because of them. She highlights your warmness and patience, your steadfastness and passions and humor, and how all your flaws aligned with her strengths in a volley of destiny-driving imperfections. She lays pure the winding road that you both traveled to reach this day, and how proud she feels to have walked it with someone as unforgettable as you. She promises to never forget. Then she leads your hand to her cheek. Her face and grip tightens as she kisses your palm. She gently lays your hand back at your side, then closes your box. In Chicago, there is a term called Hey Stranger season. It refers to the time of the year when all of your exes start contacting you for no reason at all. They all do it at the same time. You don't know why. They don't know each other. Maybe they saw you on the news. You don't know. It's called Hey Stranger season because that's usually the first message they send to rekindle the conversation. Hey Stranger! And then there's a smiley face or a wink or something unnecessary. This is about Hey Stranger season, and it's called Super. Hey Stranger to you too! I've been super! Thanks for asking. Hey, did you know there are 100 billion planets in our galaxy? That's 12 digits. That's one digit for every month since you sent your last beacon. I remember because it was the first winter I'd woken up to the dawn. Instead of you, the sun bled her warm gold across frosted rooftops and splashed through the Venusian blinds just to kiss me between my soaking lashes. I remember wondering if there were any aliens, counting the star I called God as just another speck in their constellations. Hey, stranger. Scientists say there are 10 billion nearby planets that could support life. That's 11 digits. Just like your old number. Just like your new number. 10 billion frontiers to discover. Sunrises to watch. Atmospheres to burn, yet you chose to moonwalk back here. But we crashed this world together. Footprinted original sins into the virgin landscape. Formed perfect spoons to carve out craters. Laughed as spacecrafts turned to gun smoke polluting the horizon. Watching you turn from native to alien is how I learned about gravity. My phone's block list is Area 51. Countless nameless, faceless, uncategorized beings stacked upon each other, never to be released. They journeyed across the milky cosmos just to land in my underground prison. It's like a sleepless death. Hey, stranger, you look exhausted. You look like a Kryptonian infant, like you've been gallivanting through the galaxy forever. At long last, you find yourself plummeting toward a familiar patch where the grass is always green in retrospect, where the sun always shines its hopeful light, and the crickets croon in harmonic nostalgia. Welcome, stranger. Welcome back to Smallville, your littlest neighbor who learned you to fly, who read the panels of your tragic backstory and still sewed that cape to your shoulders. How have I been? I've been super. Hey, did you know kryptonite is real? Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, it isn't green. It's transparent. The desperate wear them like heirlooms, between cold breasts, dangling from frog-filled throats. And ever since you leapt that skyscraper, I've been able to detect that stone's phantom hum from even the most distant dusks of outer space. I can almost hear my ozone being pierced. So every winter, I walk outside to watch the skies and await the invasion.